Hi, my name is Bethany Conway, and thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today, I want to talk about expectations. We are so good at putting expectations on our spouse, on our children, on our coworkers, and holy crap, most of the time, they don't even know that we've set those expectations. And then all of a sudden, we're upset, we're frustrated, we're disappointed because those expectations that we put on them are not met. And those poor souls have no clue that we have set a list of all these expectations that we want from them, and they do not know how to read our minds. For the love. So we are automatically setting them up for failure. And we have built in our mind a ginormous story, created a story in our mind of what this thing should look like, how it should unfold, and how it should be played out. But yet we are expecting these results from somebody else who we cannot control. And that, my friends, is probably the biggest ticket right there. We put expectations out there when expectations are largely based and dependent upon other people. And we cannot control other people. We can't control their behaviors, their responses, their actions. All we can control is ourself. How we choose to respond, how we choose to behave, our actions, our emotions, it comes back to us. I know that I'm guilty of creating these exuberant stories in my mind of what something should look like. And for example, if I go on a trip, I am playing out this trip in my mind, how magical it should be. Everybody's going to get along. We're going to hold hands and sing kumbaya. The food is going to be wonderful wherever we go. Everything is going to be on sale. And the air conditioner in the car is going to work. The heater in the car is going to work. No flat tires. Airplane flights will be on time. There'll be no busy traffic. You'll be able to check into your hotel even early. Oh my goodness, there's going to be a free buffet. You're going to be able to get to the front of the line first, and everybody's going to get along. And we make up these stories in our head, these expectations of situations, only to go through them and be disappointed and let down and then frustrated because everybody else in the world around you did not meet your expectations. Well, how do we handle this? A few years back, I was out doing errands, and my wonderful husband texts me and is like, "Hey, babe, I'm swinging by the coffee shop. What do you want?" And I'm like, "Oh, awesome. I'm out doing errands too." And I'm like, "I could so use a coffee. He's amazing." And I text him back, "Awesome. I'll take the usual." Yes. So I'm in my car driving back home, you know, from these errands. And all I can think about is, oh, I can't wait to have my favorite coffee, an iced Americano with an extra shot of espresso and 3 packets of sugar and, oh, and lots of half and half. It's going to be so good over a ton of ice, just that sweet coffee flavor. It's going to just give me the pickup that I need. Well, I get home and just a few minutes later, my husband pulls in and he comes in the house and he hands me, "Hey, here's your usual." And I'm like, "What the heck is this?" "It's in a hot cup with a lid and a sleeve. That doesn't look like my iced Americano with an extra shot, 3 packets of cream or 3 packets of sugar and extra cream. No, it's a vanilla latte with cinnamon sprinkled on top. What the heck?" Like, "This isn't my usual. What is this?" He's like, "Yeah, it is. This is your usual." I'm like, "No, this is my usual, like, so 3 weeks ago. My usual is an iced Americano with an extra shot, 3 packets of sugar, and extra cream. Hello." And he's like, "I didn't know that." And in my mind, I was expecting this amazing iced coffee. And in my husband's mind, he was expecting that he was bringing me this amazing coffee, this vanilla latte with cinnamon powder that he had specially ordered, and that he was going to walk in the door and hand me this coffee and was going to be my hero because he was bringing me coffee and he's going to get a big kiss and a smooch and maybe a little action later. But instead, it was the wrong thing. Expectations. I did apologize to my husband because how was he supposed to know? He couldn't read my mind that I had changed my usual 3 weeks ago to now an iced beverage. All he knew was that he was basing that off of where my cravings were 3 weeks ago. Bless his heart. He's an amazing husband. I graciously accepted the hot vanilla latte and drank it, and I did apologize. But those are the types of things that we do over and over again. We have expectations of people and situations, or we expect people to read our mind and know what we want and know what we want from them or what needs to happen in a situation, but yet we have not communicated that, or we have set our expectations so high that are beyond reality that all we are doing is setting ourselves up for disappointment and frustration. William Shakespeare says, expectation is the root of all heartache. Another saying, blessed is he who expects nothing, for he shall never be disappointed. That's by Alexander Pope. And another, expectations are premeditated resentments. I don't know about that one. That one's pretty harsh. That one's from Alcoholics Anonymous. But expectations can really set us up for disappointment. And we really have to be careful about keeping our expectations in reality. They have to be based in reality. And we also have to have the flexibility to change those expectations. Because I don't want to say that expectations are bad. I think expectations can be very good. If you're, you know, a boss or a manager, a CEO of a company, you want to have clear expectations for your employees. If you reference the book Coaching for Improved Work Performances by Ferdinand Fournier, I'm hoping I'm saying his last name right, he talks about the four main reasons why employees don't do what they're supposed to do. And there's like a list of 20, but the top reason that employees, you know, you might get frustrated with your employees is they don't know what they're supposed to do. They don't know what their expectations are. So, you know, if you're looking at it from an employment standpoint, from a business owner, from a CEO of a company, from a manager, supervisor, leader perspective, it's so important to have clear expectations so that the people that report to you, the people that you work with, know how to meet those expectations and help reach goals and for the team and work together as a team and just a place that they can thrive. Those expectations are like healthy boundaries put in for the team so that they know how to soar in their position. Without those expectations, employees actually will leave a company because they don't know what they're supposed to be doing. And nobody wants to set themselves up for failure. Nobody wants to not know what they're supposed to do and then they get let go or they get a poor review because they had no clue in the first place. So in that mindset, expectations are really important to have. Clear expectations, clear guidelines, clear boundaries for thriving in that area. However, when you talk about expectations in our personal life, that's where we really have to, again, be based in reality. Keep those in check because we can't control other people. We can't control situations. Expectations are things that we put out there hoping for something, wishing for something, and yet it's out of our control. So what can we control? Well, we can control how we set our expectations. We can control our goals. We can control and keep our reality in check. We can control our responses, our choices, our behaviors, our attitudes, our actions in the midst of these situations. My family and I, we just went to New York this other week, and I tell you what, I had high expectations for what this trip was going to be like. I told my husband a few weeks before, and I said, we need to sit down and we need to talk about what are our expectations for this trip, because I don't want to get to New York and everybody has different thoughts and then we're let down. And he's like, that's great, let's do it. So I said, I just want you to know, I am expecting this trip to be magical. I am expecting New York City at Christmas to be magical for the Christmas spirit and ambiance just to overtake me and to have the excitement bursting from my head to my toe as we walk down Times Square and there's Christmas music in the background and the hustle and bustle of the holidays. And I'm expecting the tree lighting ceremony at Bryant Park just to be so uplifting and just all the warm and fuzzy feelings of Christmas in the big city. And we're taking our children there, and I'm expecting it to be oh so wonderful. You know, maybe there'll be snow that will fall, maybe there'll just be horse-drawn carriages, and oh, it's just going to be so sweet. And my husband's like, wow, okay, so how am I supposed to help with that? I said, good question. That's great. Maybe I need to bring that back into perspective. And not without, when I say bring it back into perspective, having realistic expectations, but not to the point where you don't allow yourself to experience the joy of the hopes of what it could be, you know? Because when I say we have to have realistic expectations, that doesn't mean that we don't take joy and don't lose hope for all the possibilities of what could be, as long as it's within the mindset that things do happen, things do change. Remain flexible. Bethany, remain flexible. But, you know, that's what I was going into New York with. And so we went to New York, and yes, we had some magical moments. But yes, we did have some disappointments and some frustrations. You know, we went there with the ideas of visiting a few sites and drinking coffee and eating New York pizza and all the soft pretzels and cheese and all the fun treats that they have in New York City. And my girls had money burning in their pockets because they had just gotten paid from their jobs. And they saw H&M, the 5 stories of H&M, the 12 stories of Macy's lit up with sale signs and get this at 50% off and the lights at The Gap and Old Navy and Tiffany's and Saks Fifth Avenue and all these places and Forever 21. And all they could think about is, I got money in my pocket and I want to spend it now, spend it now, spend it now. And well, that was their expectation. That was not Mom and Dad's expectation. So we had to have some conversations, yes we did, about what's reality in New York City for our family trip with 6 people, and one of those 6 people being a 9-month-old little boy. Again, reality check, expectations, great family trip, but just the moments that we need to keep it in perspective and the way that we do that is keeping our own attitudes in check, keeping our own responses in check, knowing that we can't control the outcome, but yet we can choose to have a positive attitude. We can choose to, you know, follow through with the right appropriate actions and the behaviors and how we're going to respond in maybe a disappointing moment where we set an expectation and it didn't work out to the way we thought. But we get to choose how we're going to respond in that moment. So, my challenge to you today, my friends, as we come into this holiday season, well, we are already in it. I shouldn't say come into it. We are in the prime, the heat of the Christmas spirit. We are here, friends. And my challenge to you as you come into the holidays, you know, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, all the Christmas parties, all the family gatherings, all the hustle and bustle, all the meals and the parties and hoopla that goes with the holidays. My challenge to you would be, yes, experience the joy. Woo! Experience the hopes of what the holiday season brings. Laughter and friendships and connection and love and games and great food. But yet, keep the expectations in reality. remembered that you can't control how your family is going to respond. You can't control how your coworkers are going to respond. You can't control the outcomes of every party and every family event that you go to. But what you can control is how you are going to be present in those moments. So my friends, enjoy the expectations of what the holidays are going to bring. Get excited. Be joyful. Be hopeful. Yes, it's going to be great. It's going to be grand. But remain flexible. And the only person that you can control is you. I hope that this podcast equipped you for the holidays. I hope this podcast enables you to go into your family gatherings and your parties with great expectations, but yet expectations that you can walk away from with a happy heart. Until next time, have a wonderful day.